Greetings, mortals and others. I'm Dick Terhune, the voice from hell. Walk with me into the marketing morgue. Yes, the greatest month of the year is finally here. If, like me, you've been waiting to bust loose and go all Halloween on everybody's ass, our time is now. And if you're running a haunted house, trail, corn maze, or other attraction this month, well, guess what? You get paid to do what you love most, which makes it a business. Even if you're not for profit or haunting for charity, if people pay you for an evening of frightening entertainment, they consider you a professional and therefore expect a professional experience. All around me in the marketing morgue are drawers upon drawers of the remains of haunted attractions who forgot that. Even worse, they advertise themselves as the scariest, the best, the most terrifying, intense, extreme, only to present a bunch of rubber masks, cheap, creaky animatronics, copyrighted characters, and lame scares. Ever hear the expression, you only get one chance to make a first impression? What impression does your advertising make on your customer the first time they experience it? Let's turn the question around. If you were the customer, how would you like to feel the first time you see or hear a haunted attraction advertised? The answer is not afraid. If you're genuinely afraid of something, why in the hell would you go anywhere near it? I don't care how many dollars off a ticket I can save by going to Subway or showing up with an empty Coke can. If I am genuinely afraid, I won't be there. You've heard me say it before. Nobody wants to hear or see a commercial. Everybody wants to hear and see a great story, and advertising is a story that sells something. What are you selling? Not fear. Entertainment. The person who experiences your advertising for the first time should be entertained. Entertained by the idea of being entertained by you. So this month, keep your eyes and ears open. Pay attention to the advertising and marketing of the other haunts in your market. Put aside the fact that you're running your own and ask yourself honestly, does that sound fun? Is that something I'd pay to go see? Would I stand in line for an hour or more for that? And be honest with your answers. Don't let any professional prejudices enter into it. If you can do that, then you're doing exactly the same things each and every potential ticket buyer does the first time they experience an ad for a haunted attraction. Okay, now you can put your scary old haunter hat back on and be a little more analytical. What is the tone of the advertising you encounter? Is it all, rah, 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 we're the best, those other places don't hold a candle to us, you're a wussy if you go anywhere else? Or is it, this is our story, this is what happened, what will happen to you? Come here and find out. Or is it, don't take our word for it, here's what our customers think of our haunted house. That first type is the tear 'em down approach, and I don't recommend it. Unless, of course, you want to ostracize yourself from the professional community you claim to be a part of. Engaging in negative advertising practices does nothing but disappoint the customers who respond when you don't live up to the hype, and paints a big old target on your back for other haunters in your market to open fire on. The second type, this is our story, presents a compelling mystery that can only be solved by the purchase of a ticket. It attracts and persuades customers who want to be entertained by what unfolds around them. And the third type, here's what our customers think, which includes actual testimonials from guests as they exit, is incredibly powerful. If word of mouth is the best advertising, this type of advertising is word of mouth that you control. If you're not already doing it, grab a good digital recorder, hire a videographer, get these priceless reactions and use them in your advertising next year. And the Hauntcast legal department wants me to add, make sure you get anyone you record or film to sign a general release form that pretty much says, I authorize XYZ Haunted House to use my image, my voice, my comments in their advertising with no further compensation. Since when do we have a legal department? Really? And my segment is what they're worried about? Well, as I said, the greatest month of the year is here. And we're all busy haunting, so I'll wrap it up by turning the questions onto you. Is your advertising and marketing truly representative of the experience your customer will have, or is it just empty hype? Is your advertising entertaining? Is it compelling enough to make someone want to find out more and buy a ticket? What is the tone of your advertising and marketing? Are you tearing down the other guys or building up your business? And finally, what's your reputation? What do your customers say about you? And would you want to use that to advertise yourself? One thing is clear. This is the greatest month to find out. Happy haunting. In future episodes, we'll rip further into the guts of haunt advertising and probe the most effective and creative ways you can market and promote your haunted attraction. If you've got a question, I want to hear it. Send yours to darklord@voicefromhell.com. That's darklord@voicefromhell.com. Like Voice from Hell on Facebook. I'm Dick Terhune. Join me next time in the Marketing Morgue, where there's always room for one more.
Podcast! Haunting Halloween and horror!